Hello, and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today, I want to do a segment on the difference between love and lust. I know I haven't been doing anything for murder and mystery in a while, and I will get back to that, but I just want to hit this key point because I've heard a few listeners on my Instagram DMs ask me about love and lust for quite some time, so I'm just gonna dive in. There isn't a widely agreed upon definition of each, but it also depends on who you ask, right? So, lust is a state of overwhelming sexual and physical attraction to one said person. Love, on the other hand, is a broader conception, and it includes a deeper emotional connection and usually a desire to make it last. Basically, you choose to love a person day in and day out, right? So, how do you know what you're feeling? You need to ask yourself these 5 questions. What, if any, are the physical sensations that you're experiencing when you look at this person? 2, I want this person to touch me sexually? If they already have, how does it feel? 3, do I fantasize about a future with this person, or do I fantasize about this person sexually? 4, do I want to bring this person to my family, work, or even friend events, or do I want to bring them to my bed? And 5, how would I describe my relationship with this person? Guys, lust is primarily about physical excitement and craving for somebody. You don't feel basically the love, you just feel the sexual tension between you. So if you get heart palpitations every time you see this person, or feel a rush of excitement from even the slightest touch, it's probably 100% lust, no love. Just keep that in mind when you dive into a relationship, and never rush it. If you rush it, it will never work. It will always end, and you just won't be happy. And remember that happiness is a temporary emotion that you feel from whatever you're doing in the moment, okay? There's nothing that'll truly make you happy consistently. You need to focus on making yourself happy every day, and being happy is also a choice. So just remember that for future, you know, relationships or anything. That person is not your safe captain, okay? It's not your safe haven. It's not your captain save-a-ho, like I say. And they can't save you. Only you can save you. You cannot change a person. Only they can change themselves. Don't ever get the two confused, okay? Have a good day, and thank you for tuning in.